Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. We would love to hear from you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You're afraid to call us. You can email us questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you social network, myself, or the man with the master plan and the shiniest tongue on earth, Mr. J, will add. So if you're on Facebook, myself or the shiny tongue one, Mr. J, will add you on Facebook. You just ask to get into the group and we'll drop you in there. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back. Follow us, we'll follow you back. Unless you go into that dangerous place and can't do it. Because I'm just not that kind of dude, right? But
you're not a ride or die?
You can't just follow anybody. Because some folks won't jump
that's
off.
That's true.
Like, ha!
That's true.
Can't jump off the cliff.
Yeah. No. I'm a ride or die, but I got questions first. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm a ride in question. I got to know if the cause is good, I'm in. If the cause ain't good, nah, homie. I can't ride with you like that. But it's all good. I support you. Okay. I support your ride. Anyway, Blog Talk chat room. Jump in there. Love to hear from you. Answer questions there. SmoothDrama.com. You get on the website, jump to the chat room. It's all anonymous questions, comments, concerns during the show, after the show. We do a little question, bump and grind, and then we out after 10 minutes or so. But we're saying this all because we just want to hear from you. Please, converse. The discourse is amazing. Right, Brown Sugar?
It is, and we both love to converse. I like to say conversate, but yes, converse is the proper way.
All right, because we conversate quite a bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, we conversate.
Speaking of conversating, Tales from the Apocalypse. It's just so many Tales from the Apocalypse. They just keep coming like, throw up. You can't stop it. It's like sticking your finger down in your throat. It's going to come up. Some other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
First, groups. There's a group that brung guns to the Michigan Capitol to keep the peace. So they were having more legislative sessions in Michigan. And so some more armed, they say, peacemakers. We're not on either side. We're just here to keep the peace, they said. And that's what happens in the apocalypse.
Yeah.
You need armed gunmen to keep the peace on both sides. Anybody get out of line, we're going to cap you.
But who informed them that they were the peacemakers?
They did.
He said that they even needed to be the peacemakers.
They said they need to, they're not conservatives, they're not liberals. We're just here to keep the peace. Not that we were contracted to or we were asked to. We just gonna do it. Self appointed.
Like the goodness of their heart.
The greatness of their heart. That's what you get during the apocalypse. You get people who take it to the next level. So you don't know.
Yeah.
You wasn't in recognizing that. That's what you got to do. Or you can go to the party. Yeah, you can go to the party for those who are going to party. Apparently, at a party, New York Giants DeAndre Baker and Seattle Seahawks Quentin Dunbar robbed people at the party in, of course, Florida. See, they were at a cookout and playing cards and video games when I guess the argument started, and Baker whipped it out. His gun.
And said, "Break yourself, fool."
Yeah, break yourself. Broke out his semi-automatic firearm and said, "Hey, rob these fools." And so they took a whole bunch of people's stuff.
And
NFL
these are professional. Yeah, I was just about to ask. Yeah, these are professional players.
Yeah. So,
do they get any start time?
No, nah, in the apocalypse, it don't matter. These are young dudes.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
and
they
getting paid, and they're like, you know what? Man, look, this is how the apocalypse is, baby. I can't even go buy toilet paper. So, you know, I got to rob you. That's what it is.
Okay.
I told you. We're not going to be normal till we get that toilet paper back. You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of getting that toilet paper, the essential worker wars, it's a bunch of it that's happening. Because it ain't safe to be an essential worker.
No,
from
not.
Security guard getting capped. A couple security guards getting capped. You can't come in, cap you. You in here to act
put
crazy.
Put on your mask.
Yep, yeah. Get capped. Ice cream store in Massachusetts had to close down the Polar Cave Ice Cream. They had to close down their shop because they opened it up, had the teenagers, and you know, you got a couple teenagers in there, they cussing the poor girl out, like, "Hey, where my ice cream at, bitch?" You know, just made it so quick. Like, I can't do this.
No. I'm sure she was making minimum wage.
Oh,
it
yeah.
Probably wasn't worth it.
Right. And so you think about it. You think about that for a second. One, like, my life on the line. Two, everybody's cussing me out. Apparently, they was going in on her all day, screaming at her. And so, yeah, she quit. And, of course, the owner was like, "Nah, don't quit. We just gonna close it." So people have to call and do an order like that and then come pick it up. They can't all just come because folks is crazy. The apocalypse.
Yeah.
The apocalypse that's doing it. The essential workers, they out there.
They probably weren't doing their 6 feet of distance. Their social distancing. They probably weren't doing any of that.
Yeah, they're getting that extra $2.
Yeah.
That extra $2 to get that work. But, hey, there's a rodeo in California. The rodeo's open.
I love the rodeo. Where is it at?
There's a few of them. They're in, like, the ass crack of California, Fresno area.
I won't be going there.
Yeah. Clan T. There's a...
Well, okay, I take that back. I like watching the rodeo on TV, but I do like the Black Cowboy Parade. That's where I'll go.
All right.
They host one, so I do that one.
And then... There's of course the see. See, you trying
to get... I
figured
you're not interested.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
I have zero interest in the
rodeo. I could tell, like, how you skipped over my excitement, but, yeah. Go ahead. Continue on, sir.
That's your... You know what? You want to see the folks out there doing their thing. I just when I saw the rodeo, it didn't look like a place where I'd feel comfortable. That's all.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't at this time, though. I wouldn't either.
Yeah, it looked very uncomfortable. Just speculation. But. While I'm speculating, I guess I should go into the dumbass of the week. All right. So remember that shooting that happened in Broward County, Florida? When the security guard was on video, like, nah, they shooting, I'm gonna stay here.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. So
that was a school, right?
Yeah,
it was a school.
A
school
shooting. Yeah, the
shooting,
yeah. And he's on video that whole time, sitting there. It's like when the shooting started.
Yes.
He came and sat down behind the bush and sat there on video.
Yeah, he wasn't. He said it wasn't safe to go in. He said it wasn't safe, so, I mean,
yeah,
duh.
And he made sure that he stayed safe, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, that guy... Brian Miller, he got his job back.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep. He got his job back.
Interesting. Right under our very noses, huh?
No, it's right in your nose. You just.
Well, I mean, there may be some people who don't know about that, so.
Oh, well. Now you know. Yeah, Brian Miller, he got a job. So you know if something happens, don't go to him. He's not going to help you. Well, you probably won't find him if something is happening. You know where all the good hiding spaces are.
He should be embarrassed. He shouldn't even want to come back. I would be embarrassed to come back.
Yeah, he got reinstated with full back pay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's a slap in everybody's face.
Yeah, according to the union, they ruled that the sheriff's office violated his constitutional due process rights and improperly terminated him. Because he did not do his job, they're like. So, dumbass of the week is the Broward County Sheriff's Department unit. So, you're telling me this guy failed spectacularly at his job. His job is to protect the kids. He refused to do his job. 185% is on video chilling, but he got his job back.
Yeah, I mean, he said it wasn't safe. I don't know why you don't understand that.
I get it. It's not safe. I get it. It is not safe. But see, that's something that I'm supposed to say, right? So So we're there. We're like, we get down and we make sure anybody that's around us gets down because it's not safe. We're not out there trying to, you know, we're not trying to take down assailants. No. We get down because that's our job. His job is to defuse the situation. That's why they pay him to be there. Because if he's not going to, you know, security without securing is not security. Might as well not be there because technically he was not.
Yeah, he might as well. Yeah, he was not there. Yeah, so he was there doing a, supposed to do a job and didn't do his job.
Yep. But that's how it goes in Florida. You know what? You can be a security guard and don't get me wrong. I'm saying that's the reason why I'm not a security guard. Because you're going to get it all if I'm a security guard. You're going to get it all. You show up like, hey, I'm here to rob it. Do your thing, homie. You need me to get on the ground, what you need me to do. What makes you feel comfortable. See, I'm saying this because, you know, I watch those movies and you see people always getting shot. They shoot the security guards. And you probably watch some of their movies too. Like, man, look.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me. It's not going to be me.
Nope.
All right. Yep. Well, on that note, we probably should take a break. This is Dove C in the Mad Circle. Ain't a damn thing changed.
Yeah. Got me picking up my pen again, swinging on my jacket like tall now. Thinking that I'm rich because I made a little video. Shaking my head. Oh, yeah, right. Now I'm a cool brother, but as soon as I step off, you're calling me a sucker. Man, because of the muscle bends on Lorenzo's. Hanging on the boulevard, fronting on the pro show. You know what's funny when you start making money every time Dick and Harry want to be your buddy. But the lady want to dish shit. Now with the list, the first they used to rip. Now they all of you. Yo, I'm looking at your laugh and popping your lip. Giving my zipper on stage. You pay the bill with a lip. Y'all don't want to give it up to me now that I'm getting buffed. Wondering like hell, I'm out of same old stuff. Everyone knows where I come from. Who's my friends and who's responsible for the little spot that I'm in. Yo, I see them all pain in my car when I drop by. Telling all my homies, yo, we ain't that fly. I made a record, the record's supposed to make me better than the next man. Erase that game plan. I'm still trying to bust a cap and back slap. Those who rock back after my flight extract. And if you want to test me to step right up, bro, my number's the same. Oh, by the way, it's in the ghetto. I'm talking that I can't want the fortune of fame, but when it comes to the club, oh, beanies and starter caps and land funky raps on a dope track. Should I dance dollar for a couple of dollars? I sell away my soul to put a rope on my collar. I was taken from the midst of the lost and missing. Rapping down a dark road on my way to prison. Stuck me in the studio, put me on the radio, told me to perpetrate like I was a hero. But I ain't with that tune, got my back. Do I have to use the gas to show you where I'm at? I'm close with a 40 down, faking like a killer. With a long black black, like a broad time dope dealer. Women at my feet, huh? I hop it out of load and no respect for the speech. Let me just sing, cause I ain't trained. Let me explain when it comes to Coolie Go. I came to myself and I stepped with the best deliverance to them. how it sound, G. But since I gotta prove that I'm the same, it still remains right the song finish my game. To make it all simple and plain, well, let me put it like this.
Sugar, that was Dub C in the Mass Circle. Ain't a damn thing changed. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. I have a conspiracy theory. Want to hear it?
Uh-oh.
Want to hear it?
Want to hear it? Here we go. Here we go.
All right. So, oh my goodness. All right. So, you've never heard this before. There is a mother who went on a bike ride on Mother's Day who never came back home. Her husband is offering $100,000 reward for the safe return of his wife Suzanne, who disappeared after going on a bike ride on Mother's Day. So, I have my suspicions.
Mm-hmm.
I have my suspicions, but.
Mm-hmm.
Just open it up for conjecture amongst the listeners. So, whether it be on the Smooth Drama site or Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com, where do you think she is? There are a plethora of options here. So, we can have, she actually went on a bike ride and decided, like Harlem Nights, I ain't never coming back home. Option number one.
True.
Option number two. She's like that other woman that was in the Sacramento area about a year or two ago that was missing, but she went on that, she was on the joyride with, or she was kidnapped. She was allegedly kidnapped. And then drop back off. Just like, you know what? We ain't even want a ransom or nothing. We just wanted to hold her for a month or so. And then we just gonna drop her off. Could be that. Or behind curtain number three, the husband did something. And we just not going to find the body Tiger King style.
Maybe Carol Baskin has her then.
Could be it. She could have came and kidnapped, like, you know what? I'm going to let you know how I feel. Have people thinking that you killed your significant other.
Yeah.
They just ran away. What do you think?
You know, the sad thing is he could have gotten the idea from that because nobody really investigated. I mean, nobody looked for him.
Well, she had special circumstances being that she had a brother on the force. She had having a bunch of tigers on the property. And you're in Florida, so you have gators, too. So it's, you had options there.
True.
I know if they had the same options. It's just a thought. But he must have some means because he offered $100,000 reward for her safe return.
I mean, one thing that I've learned since I'm working from home, I've learned that a man, and, you know, this is what they show. I'm not saying women don't do it, and I'll say white men, because I'm not saying any other race doesn't do it. They're just showing white men kill their wives at least once a week. I kid you not. The morning talk shows will show a man whose wife is missing. I won't say the wife is murdered. The wife is missing, though.
Okay. That's a somewhat fair point. I know last week you had the guy that killed his wife and put her in the crawl space.
Yes.
And said she was missing.
But it's amazing how many do that.
It's Tales from the Apocalypse. It's Tales from the Apocalypse. Not that it didn't happen before the apocalypse, but it's kind of magnified now. And I think there's been some black dudes that kill. I mean, I know there was the one dude who stabbed a woman and took the baby and threw the baby off a cliff or something like that. It's kind of going right now.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen in other communities, but I know what they show on TV. At least once a week, a white woman goes missing.
Well, I mean, we know because you can kill you brown sugar. You're not gonna really look for you.
True.
I'm sorry. I don't mean
this. Oh, don't be. My family will look for me. My family will look for me.
Yeah, families always look, but it's not like you can, like, call the news station. Hey, my mom's missing.
No, it won't.
Yeah, they're like, and? What you want? Click.
Yeah.
it's one of those plights
we have as black women.
You kind of, I mean, it's like the Breonna Taylor, right? Shot her in the house. They just starting to investigate like 3 months later.
I was going to say, and that was some months ago, because I thought it was a whole different person. Until I actually like really read the article, and I was like, wait, this is the same girl that was 3 months ago that they were talking about, but they're just now invested. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess with everything happening,
you know what?
I thought people were outraged 3 months ago, though. That's why I was kind of confused.
Yeah, they kind of were. Yeah. But, you know, right now, you start, because it's like we getting that COVID fatigue, so you need some new stuff to get outraged by. It's like, oh,
true.
We didn't get quite as outraged over this as we should have. And so, hey.
Yeah.
She did get killed. And her boyfriend is getting charged. But we talked to him. There's going to be an investigation eventually. Right? Now, I'd be remiss if I, because before we get into that, I got another one. That's my hater of the week. This one is extra special. And guess what, Brown Sugar? You're the star.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. So, this is hater of the week. So, we're going to talk about something as remarkably international and has touched all of our hearts over the past 20 years. 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah, okay. Past 20 years. 20, yeah, about, give or take a year. So, the FBI accidentally revealed names of the Saudi official who gave support to the dudes who were part of 9/11. Accidentally.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So,
what happened was.
Yeah, see, there's a backstory there, right? So, because Saudi Arabia has a new corrupt regime, I mean, a new prince who kind of locked up and killed all his other rivals. It's a new guy. Okay.
So, have they ever not had a corrupt regime, though?
Yeah,
or this is just a new, and then also corrupt too.
Yes, no, he's the latest. He's a young dude, so he don't know the old corrupt ways yet. You know, he's young, so he's the one where they keep producing the oil, and they're telling, "Hey, dude, stop with the oil," and he's like, "Nah."
Mm-hmm.
And so they threaten him and all that, and he's like, "Nah, we just gonna keep putting this shit out. I don't care what y'all say. I got to get my money, right?" You know, he's like, "I'm getting mine. I don't care about y'all's." That's what it is. So, you know, the old dudes would have listened to the United States, right? But you know what? I'm not gonna put out as much so we can like rob the people together. He just wants to rob the people for himself. He's younger and selfish. Okay. He don't understand the game.
Yeah, he doesn't want to share.
Right. So, now, we started off by saying the FBI accidentally reveals the name of Saudi official who gave support to the dudes who were part of 9/11. So, here's the backdrop. Brown Sugar. You know, you smoke, right? No, we talk.
Yeah.
I say Brown Sugar is a friend of mine, and I support her openly, right? I support you openly.
Mm-hmm.
So, say Brown Sugar goes to New York, does her thug bizzo. I'm going to take out these towers, right? Y'all know she's the leader and took out these towers. So, but instead of blaming, you know, Oakland, where she came from, you blame Hollywood and San Francisco. You know, those liberal, socialist, commie-loving bitches, they done it this time. And now they got to go. A.K.A. Iraq and Afghanistan. Right?
Wow.
See, because the people actually came from Saudi Arabia. But, you know, we're going to go to war, and we're going to take out Hollywood and San Francisco, not Oakland, A.K.A. Afghanistan, Iraq.
Yeah.
Stuff, right?
The innocent one, so to speak.
So, yeah. So, why not? Because this means that they've known that way back in the days when they said, hey, Iraq was the reason for 9/11. They kind of already knew that, right? So.
Yeah.
You know, and we know that they didn't come after me because, you know, I got that oil or that AKA special lyrical lube. Or I'm a government informant like Tekashi. Right? So they don't get me. They don't want to stop that. So what happens next is, let's just say that I meet an unfortunate end. Clay Creation takes me out. Like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I love you, Dad, but you gotta go. Pow. He takes me out.
Yeah.
Or I die of a heart attack.
Okay. That's better.
Better, right? I die of a heart attack mysteriously. I'm in great shape, but I die of a heart attack. You know, he takes over. He ain't quite as obedient as me, right? And so now. They like, you're going to suffer the consequences, lower the oil or get out. Or get put out. So, he ain't quite listening. So, what happens is, the FBI accidentally reveals the name of the Saudi official who gave support to the dudes who were part of 9/11. So, this goes back to the Adolf Hitler. If you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. So, we kind of have acknowledged, nobody cares though, by the way, that Iraq and Afghanistan had nothing to do with 9/11. The folks came from Saudi Arabia. They knew that from day one. The FBI accidentally revealing the high-ranking official from Saudi Arabia who helped his fellow countrymen. Yeah, it's that's just part of the whole charade. Like, all right, but we're going to tell the truth now, because now, right now, you can kind of say Americans are kind of xenophobic. They really want to get at any foreigners. And so this is a foreigner that ain't acting right. So, hey, maybe we need to go ahead on and attack Saudi Arabia. So, hey, guess who this dude, he's still there, and he's part of 9/11.
Wow.
And see, that quote, yeah, that's the quote from the great Negro poet, Adolf Hitler.
A Negro poet?
Yeah, you see, if you're going to lie, see, that's what I'm saying, the bigger the lie, you know, you say it enough, it'll be believed. So the great Negro poet, Adolf Hitler, said that about big enough lie, and people going to believe it. Yeah,
I agree.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you craft a big lie, and how quite a few people have been killed over that big lie. Nobody cares though. It's not that important. It's just not. You know, those people, that was around that time when everybody was, thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. You remember that? Thank you for your service.
I do.
Still kind of do that now, right? Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, well, we do that for every, anytime you see a person that has served.
Right. Yeah, but they serving under a big lie. A huge lie. I mean,
true.
Right, nothing against them, but I'm just saying. So this big lie, and they come out and release that, meaning they've known that whole time. Not that that's kind of important right now, because we on that COVID, right? We're on COVID. We're on COVID watch.
Yeah,
365 days a year. It seems it's like we gonna do 32, 25 hours. We just gonna do that extra. We ain't gonna talk about nothing else. I'm saying it's a big lie. For the past 20 years, going on 20, something like that. About 16, 17, 18 years, something like that. It's been going on for a while. It's a huge lie. They've known it was a lie. They come out with this statement right here, inadvertently outing an official. And that's it. Ain't no outcry. It's no big deal.
Well, who's going to do the outcrying? Who's going to speak up?
Well, if you're one of the thousands of in-laws or family who lost a family member or family members to a war that was a lie, police action, whichever one you want to talk about, in Afghanistan and Iraq, I would think they would care. Just a little bit.
Oh, I think they do. I think that it's more so they're afraid, they're fearful. No one wants to speak up against, you know, the military. For out of fear, so.
Right.
They don't want the backlash.
Right. But see, this is what I'm saying. See, that's a big deal. It's one of those things that, once again, we talk about something that just gets put out there and nobody's talking about it. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of lives based on a lie that we can't justify in any way, shape, or form. Not talking about it, though. Because it's not newsworthy. You could say those lying actions in Iraq and Afghanistan probably have killed way more people than COVID ever will.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And so when we talk about what's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I'm talking about on both sides, by the way, on both sides,
mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that it's a devastating total, because we don't really count it on their side. I mean, we only count our side, right? We don't count the innocent people on that side, because they live in Afghanistan or Iraq, so they don't really count.
No, they're the enemy, so.
Right. So we don't count them. They just kind of like fall to the wayside. That's how we roll. I just thought I'd put that out there. Because sharing is caring.
Mm-hmm. Something to think on.
Ponder. Marinate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just marinate on that. On that note, probably should go on break. Yeah, I think we're going to go on break. This is, since I was talking about Clay Creation anyway, and him capping me. Don't get no ideas, fool. It's Clay Creation, Straight From My Balls. Well, that's not the name of the song. It's from the files. Anyway, Clay Creation, Still Tipping.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas, they testing me. They close, she testing me. All I do is walk by the door. That bitch open like sesame. My haters now seeing less of me. Rather deal with my real ones. Gotta move in a smart way, cause these fake niggas got real guns. I don't fuck with your energy. You seem like an enemy. Oh, you don't like anime? Then sorry, fam, you ain't friends with me. Dominicana at home? I don't need an interpreter. I'm in love with her curvature. She treat my face like her furniture. Can't talk cause the phone's tab, that's a hotline. My niggas use the burner phone just to call biz, that's a hotline. Stay 100 like Arizona in the summer, nigga, that's a hotline. Know y'all niggas feeling this like Braille, nigga, that's a dot line. Get it? I know my niggas is with it. Oh, that's your wig, I'ma split it. See in the dog like I'm ready. That's my dog in him, man, that's my dog in him. If you fucking with the fan, then I might put some paws on them. Niggas bite me like they jaws in them. I rap like Nas in them. Feel the tremors in the city. I'm the one that's causing them. Feel like I'm growing in status. Feel like I'm reaching the stratus. My head got me feeling like Raditz. You look like you're getting the maddest. Got a bad bitch, that's an untrained puppy. Got a mad diss like when Drake made Duffy. I treat beats like vampires. Play them shits like a first name Buffy. Bro, who you know rapping like this in the city? Niggas y'all cool, but I ain't talking kitty. My baby bad as the ditty. I come right home, just right on the city. Whoa. Think they next to the back, cause they got a little cash on deck. Got a girl with a pussy on her face and an ass on neck. Get it from the back, I wreck. Hit it on a Sunday, should've went to church. Let's be one day, put it in a hearse. Living my life like the greatest, even though they underrated. I understand why they hate it.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word and Miss Brown Sugar. That was Clay Creation, Still Tipping, 2020. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Hi, Brown Sugar. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Have you recovered from being an international terrorist and knocking down stuff and killing?
Yes, I think I have.
Okay.
Yes, because it's all hypothetical and that would never happen. I would never do such a thing. So.
I get it. All right. Well, for those of you who know what time it is, it's Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? All right. So, there's another thing you can't do, Brown Sugar.
What might that be? I don't know. What is there that we can do? We need to make a list on what we can do. We need to figure that out.
It wouldn't be a long list.
No, but it'd be nice to know.
As you've probably heard or read about or seen the video, the delivery driver in Oklahoma City, he was blocked in by a man who identified himself as the Homeowners Association president. Right? Okay. Apparently it was a gated community.
Yeah, so that gave him justification, yeah, because you're the Homeowner Association president.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, how'd you get in here? You know, obviously in the gated community, somebody gave you the code to get in because I'm a delivery guy. So I'm in a delivery truck. So, yeah. Kind of blocked him in.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to know where you're going. It's like, well, I kind of like dropped off my package. So, going home or wherever where the next delivery is. But, so he's on camera, got me blocked in so I can't leave. Gave his name, David Stewart. That's the dude that was blocking him in. Shout out to David Stewart. Dickhead of the. No, because Dick is good. So,
you know, and I was gonna say, there you go with that good.
I know. I'm
bad.
I'm old.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta stop that.
So, yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
So David Stewart, scumbucket.
Okay.
Scum is people still don't like scum. So scum. Scum bucket.
Yeah, you know, scum is never good. I can't think of a time when it was ever good or when it will be good. So yeah, scum is good.
So
that's a good word.
Yeah, for smooth drama purposes, we're gonna stay stuck on scum. So we scum bucket.
Okay.
David Stewart holding the man. How am I gonna call the police? Police don't show up because the other guy called the police. Like, look, I'm just doing my job. I just want to leave. Because I'm like working. And
yeah, I've delivered my packages in this area and you're making me late for my other one.
Delivery. But we are talking about it's black dudes stopped by some white dudes, so he's thinking, shit, I might die today.
Oh, definitely. You're right about that, yeah.
Right, that's that reasonable expectation now. So it's like, okay,
you're right.
You get stopped by some white dudes, it's like, you don't know. It's up in there. Like, okay, so you're stopping me. Like, and you're like, man, I don't have my gun. You know, it's like, so now, I mean, what's going to happen is we probably going to have, like, what you don't want to happen, you don't want to see happen, is going to start happening. Where it's you have the brothers out there with their peace. Like, look, because I get stopped by white dudes, I'm probably just gonna shoot. You kind of have to do that.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta use some intelligence in that too, though. Like, what is that gonna mean for the rest of your life? If they're shooting, then you shoot back, well, definitely. But I don't think. I mean, I know that that's one of those things you don't want to. Like, I don't want to take that chance.
Well,
but at the same time, if you kill one of them, you're going to jail.
Well,
if they kill
but,
you, they're not going to jail. But if you kill them, you are.
Right, but
yeah,
I look at it like most folks would be like, "Hey, you know what? I'm just gonna shoot and see what happens." I mean, because at when you're talking about kill or be killed, just the whole, am I gonna wait for the dude to come up and shoot me because I didn't do nothing? So it's not tricky. It's not actually. Real simple part of the equation. I'm going to shoot because, hey, that's kind of what we've seen over the past.
So you shoot, live, and you go to jail, but you're alive, as opposed to being shot at and possibly dead.
Yeah, it's horrible options. It's lose-lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That was exciting.
Yeah.
the options out here today, they're just,
they're
amazing.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah. I don't even know. So, options. We're talking about that. So, I read this article where they were talking about the red and the blue state. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, red states like Utah, Idaho, South Dakota, you know, their stimulus check was $1,800.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, so what happened is this y'all gonna laugh at this. The states that voted for Trump in 2016. The average amount that the taxpayers got was $1,727 compared with the states that backed Hillary Clinton. They got
$1,600.
Wow. Yeah. And so when you look at the guy Flynn, his charges was dropped. The other guy, he got let out of jail. Yeah, I mean, he's taking care of his base. See, that's, once again, if you roll with him, he's taking care of you.
Well, definitely, but as he should, though, right?
I respect that. He's a man of his word. You know what? Y'all voted for me. I'm going to make sure y'all get an extra $100 over everybody else.
I mean, that's what he should do.
Yeah. I was like,
I mean, right or wrong, I mean, you take care of the people who are taking care of you.
Mm-hmm. And that he has been. He's been doing his thing.
He has.
Speaking of doing their thing, there's another thing that kind of flew under the radar. There's the Surveillance Act, the Patriot Act. Remember Patriot Act? Remember that
thing? Remind me.
Patriot Act was where you protect the people by taking away their freedoms and the vote, where you can listen in on people and all that. Well, the reauthorization bill, which was an amendment to the Patriot Act, which would have expressly forbidden internet browsing in history from what the government is allowed to collect through the approval of a secret court. So right now there's no provision, which means there's nothing stopping the government from doing so, meaning they can surveil you without a warrant, legally. See, you had the expectation that they're paying attention to what you're doing on the internet. But
I was
going to
say, is it? I mean.
But this is legal, though. See, it's
okay.
Another one of those little known things, brown sugar. See, it's one thing for me to. You kind of suspect that I've been spying on you. It's another where I'm just like in front of your house and I have my infrared cock, right?
Yeah.
You can suspect, like, all right. So, yeah, I know you're driving by my house. I know he is. And drove by my house at least 13 times, but nobody can prove it, right? Because you don't see it.
Yeah.
And then it's another where you just open up the door. There they are. Like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'm watching you. Do something. I dare you.
You know me. I feel like that's the best way to be.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And that's what this is.
I mean, but we already knew.
Yeah, but see, there's one thing to know and then it to be in your face. It's different. See, because there's hints at things, but there's no hint.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no hint. It's 100%. Yep. We are spying on you.
And see, I'd rather know that they are than for me to assume that they are and not know. I'd rather know definitely that they are. That way I can protect myself on what I choose to disclose over emails and texts and messages and whatnot. But, I mean, are they really spying on the average American? I mean, you know, I don't think they're really paying attention to me.
No.
At least not for too long, you know?
Right. So it's just one of those things where it's when you talk about the capability of being very authoritarian, it's there. Because everybody talks about this COVID stuff and folks that got their guns out. Well, you're making me stay inside. It's like, go outside then, stupid. It's different. I can surveil you, and it's legal. All the stuff, all the protections are for you. They're gone. They've been eroded. But people are hell bent on this. You won't let me outside. I can't go outside. There's nothing open. And so that's where we're stuck right there, not understanding, once again, the little things that are happening. So instead of them protesting, hey, my brother, my cousin got killed in the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, not protesting that. You're protesting because the barbershop not open.
Yeah.
See, it's the eye on the prize. That's all. It's the eye on the prize.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You're arguing over things that if you won't sit outside with no mask, by all means, do your thing, homie and homette, dog and dogette. Get it on. Get out there. No, nobody's stopping you. You rocket launchers and all. Do your thing. I guess we'll see what happens. And on that note, for Miss Brown Sugar, the international terrorist, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another drama production. And we're out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth.
She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got to move. Drama.